Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Attention Span by Gloria Mark examines a modern paradox despite having more tools than ever to manage information. Many people feel scattered, tired, and less satisfied with their work and lives. Drawing on the author's long-running research into how people actually behave with digital devices, the book explains how attention shifts are shaped by technology, workplace norms, and our own stress responses. It reframes distraction as more than a personal weakness, showing how constant interruptions and rapid task switching affect mood, performance, and overall well-being. Rather than offering a simplistic digital detox, Mark presents a practical, evidence-informed approach for restoring balance. Readers are guided to understand their attention patterns, reduce the hidden costs of fragmentation, and rebuild the ability to focus without giving up the benefits of connected life. The result is a grounded, research-based roadmap for improving productivity while also supporting happiness and mental resilience. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why attention is fragile in a hyper-connected world. A central theme is that attention is not a fixed trait, but a dynamic resource influenced by environment, expectations, and emotional state. Mark's work highlights how the structure of modern digital life encourages frequent shifts, from pings and notifications to the subtle pull of checking messages. Even when interruptions are self-initiated, they often reflect learned habits and social pressure to be constantly available. The book explains how task switching and fragmented work reduce the depth of engagement, making it harder to enter sustained focus. Over time, this fragmentation can create a loop. Reduced progress increases stress, stress makes attention more vulnerable, and vulnerability increases checking behaviors. Mark also distinguishes between different forms of attention, such as focused, routine, and exploratory modes, emphasizing that each has value but can become imbalanced. By treating distraction as an outcome of systems and patterns rather than mere willpower failure, the book sets the foundation for practical change that targets real causes instead of symptoms. Secondly, the emotional cost of interruptions and rapid task switching. Beyond efficiency, the book connects attention patterns to emotional well-being. Frequent interruptions can produce a persistent sense of urgency, leaving people feeling behind even after a full day of effort. Mark links this experience to stress and mood, explaining that attention does not operate separately from feelings. When work is repeatedly broken into small pieces, it becomes harder to experience progress, satisfaction, and mastery. The result can be irritability, mental fatigue, and reduced resilience, which then further undermines focus. The book also explores why short bursts of checking can feel rewarding in the moment, offering quick relief or social connection, while still degrading sustained concentration over the long run. Importantly, Mark frames well-being as a practical outcome of healthier attention management, not a vague self-care ideal. By identifying the emotional signals that accompany distraction, readers can learn to spot early warning signs, adjust their environment, and choose strategies that protect both productivity and mental balance. Thirdly, measuring attention patterns to regain control. A practical contribution of the book is its focus on awareness and measurement. Mark encourages readers to observe how their attention shifts across a typical day, including what triggers distractions and how long it takes to return to meaningful work. The goal is not obsessive tracking, but clearer insight into personal patterns and the context that we can focus. By treating attention like something that can be studied, readers can move from vague frustration to actionable understanding. The book highlights that different tasks require different kinds of attention, and mismatching task type to context can create unnecessary failure. For example, deep work often collapses in an environment designed for rapid responsiveness. Mark also points to the importance of recovery, showing that attention is renewed through breaks that truly restore rather than simply replace one stream of stimulation with another. With a better map of attention rhythms, readers can plan days more realistically, schedule demanding tasks at better times, and reduce the friction that leads to constant switching. Fourthly, strategies for rebuilding focus without abandoning technology. Rather than urging readers to reject devices, the book offers approaches for using technology more intentionally. Mark emphasizes changing defaults and reducing unnecessary triggers, such as adjusting notification settings, batching communications, and creating predictable windows for email or messaging. These steps can limit the number of moments when attention is pulled away before a person has chosen to switch tasks. The book also highlights the value of single-tasking practices, like defining a clear next action, using time blocks for concentrated work, and designing short rituals that help transition into focus. Another aspect is managing self-interruptions, which often come from anxiety about missing information or a desire for quick relief. Mark's approach supports building tolerance for discomfort during focus, while also planning restorative breaks that prevent burnout. The strategies aim to be sustainable for real life, acknowledging that responsiveness and collaboration matter. By shifting from reactive habits to deliberate routines, readers can improve output while preserving energy and satisfaction. Lastly, creating healthier attention cultures at work and at home, Mark extends the discussion beyond individual habits to the social environment that shapes attention. Workplace norms often reward immediate responses, multitasking, and visible busyness, even when those behaviors degrade quality and increase stress. The book argues that improving attention is not only a personal project, but also a cultural one, where teams can agree on expectations for response times, meeting practices, and quiet work periods. It also addresses how remote and hybrid work can intensify interruptions by blending home and office demands into a continuous stream. At home, attention challenges show up in family interactions, leisure, and sleep, as devices compete with rest and relationships. Mark's perspective encourages readers to set boundaries that protect meaningful activities, such as device-free meals, wind-down routines, and intentional leisure that restores rather than fragments attention further. By combining personal strategies with shared norms, the book presents a fuller path toward balance, productivity, and happier daily experience. In conclusion, this book suits readers who feel busy but not satisfied, professionals managing constant digital communication, students trying to study amid distractions, and leaders who want healthier team practices. It is also valuable for anyone interested in the science of attention and the real-world consequences of rapid task switching. The core benefit is a clearer understanding of why focus breaks down and how that breakdown affects not just productivity, but stress, mood, and overall life quality. By treating attention as a measurable, trainable resource shaped by systems, the book helps readers replace guilt and vague resolutions with practical changes that fit modern life. Compared with many productivity titles that rely on motivation slogans or extreme detox prescriptions, Mark's approach stands out for its research grounding and its balanced view of technology. It does not ask readers to abandon connected work, but to redesign habits, environments, and expectations so attention can recover and thrive. That combination of evidence, realism, and actionable guidance makes it worth buying for readers seeking durable change rather than temporary fixes. If you would like to support Gloria Mark, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.